you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
To those who are trained by the discipline, it will yield to them the fruit of peace. The fruit of peace which grows from an upright character. So tighten the grip of your slipping hand on what? Tighten your grip on discipline. Stiffen the stand of your knocking knees and keep your feet in straight paths so that limbs may not be dislocated, but instead be cured. Now, what they're saying there is if you are or you call yourself a child of God, then you have to receive and walk in the training and instruction and self-control, which is discipline. If God did not love you, he would not attempt to discipline you. When you come to church, I know you feel and you should feel like you need to change. Some things the word of God pats you on the back. I'm doing that. I've got victory over that. But some things else are saying you need to come up a little hither on that. You need to come up higher. You need to walk in a greater revelation of discipline. That's what church is. The word of God is coming forth because if God was not chastening or disciplining you, then you are not his child. Because what father loves his child and does not discipline him? Tells us in Proverbs, the man that is not disciplined child hateth that child. And I tell you what, God loves you a whole lot. So if you keep coming, he's going to keep disciplining you. He's going to keep telling you where you need to straighten out, but not for his good, not so he can be the king of the hill and feel high and mighty, because God's got no self-esteem problem. He knows who he is. But what he wants to do is he wants to see you blessed, but he says, child, you can't keep doing that and get the blessing. So what you need to do is you need to turn this here and turn that there and do this and take that out of your life and put this into your life and replace this with that and take out that, because you know what? Then you'll be in a position where the blessing will overtake you. He's trying to discipline you for your own good. What's going to be a blessing to you? Now, you look at all that. We looked at it's with many people have an aversion to discipline. But I know that if we understand the purpose of discipline, the purpose which is godliness, we will be motivated to keep pressing in, but we have to keep that purpose always before us. Now, I said in verse 8, when we partake of discipline, it leads to something, and that's maturity and growth. Because what do you do when you take a 4-year-old and you start disciplining them, and a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old, where are you trying to lead them to? Trying to lead them to maturity. You're trying to help them grow up, start acting more responsible. I hope. Some of you looking like, oh, that's what we were supposed to do. I didn't know that. Yeah, you're supposed to be training and instructing them in the way they should go. Train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they shall not depart from it. I think you knew that, right? You just were looking at me, right? You did know that, didn't you? Helen, how did their kids act over there? No, don't tell on anybody. But when you partake of discipline, it'll lead to maturity. When you're disciplined, it leads, there's a benefit. When you're disciplined, it leads to maturity and it leads to spiritual growth. We are not sons of God if we do not exercise self-control. And that self, I'm really talking about controlling, is that flesh. Because the spirit man wants to do the will of God. We're talking about if you do not control your flesh. Control means you dominate it. It says, I don't want to get up, go to church. You say, I don't care what you want. We're going to church. It says, I don't want to read the Bible. You say, I don't care what you want. We're reading the Bible. If you're not doing that, you're out of control. Your flesh says, we want to stay in bed a little longer. You stay in bed a little longer. The flesh is controlling. That's not being self-control. You see what I'm saying? And all of us got flesh. We're going to have it till we die. I wish God would have made it a little different. You know, they talk about when you get born again, you're a new creature on the inside. You get the spirit of God. And then you go over in Romans 12, 1 and 2, and you renew your mind. Be ye transformed by renewing your mind with the word of God. You can do something about your mind, but it don't ever say nothing about your flesh. It says in the resurrection, then you will receive a new body. Meanwhile, you got that same old contrary flesh that always want to do wrong. And long as you got it as a part of your being, you will always have that opportunity and something saying, come this way, come this way. But if you feed it, it gets worse. Because you will feed that flesh so strong, you can't resist something. If you see it and you like it, you'll be like, don't look, don't look. Zoom. You can't help it. Because if you, whatever predominantly dominates your being is your nature. And if the flesh predominantly dominates you, you will manifest the nature of the flesh. Now, we know after the spirit, you're a spirit man, but you will manifest. And the nature of the flesh is self-gratification, not self-control. Self-gratification. Now, I want you all thinking. I'm asking you a question. You need to be thinking. You need to answer the question. Okay? Not self-gratification, but self-control. That's a fruit of the spirit. They might have dressed it up another way, but that self-control is a fruit of the spirit. Because you need self-control and discipline to manifest any of the fruit of the spirit. Can't manifest it without it. Now, in verse 8 also, you notice in verse 8, they said discipline also leads to something. Catch this. The analogy is, if you are not disciplined, you're not a son. But if you are a son, you have inheritance rights. You have the right. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
You will manifest the nature of the flesh. Now, we know after the spirit, you're a spirit man, but you will manifest, and the nature of the flesh is self-gratification, not self-control. Self-gratification. Now, I want you all thinking. I'm asking you a question. You need to be thinking. You need to answer the question. Okay? Not self-gratification, but self-control. That's a fruit of the spirit. They might have dressed it up another way, but that self-control is a fruit of the spirit. Because you need self-control and discipline to manifest any of the fruit of the spirit. Can't manifest it without it. Now, in verse 8 also, you notice in verse 8, they said discipline also leads to something. Catch this. The analogy is, if you are not disciplined, you're not a son. But if you are a son, you have inheritance rights. You have the right. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You don't have to turn there, but write it down. You remember, where's that scripture at? Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So discipline will bring inheritance rights. All that Jesus is entitled to, I'm entitled to it too as a joint co-heir with him if I'm disciplined. Because a lot of us are not disciplined, but we're claiming things to belong to sons. You get saved and there's a sense in which you get saved, your son. But some folks get saved and go straight into prodigalship. Know what I mean? Get saved and step right into prodigalship. I'm a prodigal son from the first step. They're not the son. They're not the favorite son, let's say. They're not doing the things that are going to bring the inheritance. And the inheritance is not taken away from the good son. And inheritance is sometimes withheld from the prodigal child. So you don't want to be the prodigal child. But if you're undisciplined, you can't help but be prodigal. You can't help it. You have to control. Control. You can make your body and yourself do anything God called you to do if you just have enough self-control to do it. If you can make yourself, I don't care what you feel like, body. I see a goal. I've got a purpose. I've got a plan. And what's going to happen? And you keep pressing. It's tired. Irrelevant. Irrelevant. I don't want to go. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're going. Self-control. That's good. That's a good word. Verse 10. There's several things about verse 10. Discipline is for our good. Discipline, training, chastisement is for our good. Discipline. Everybody say discipline is good.
Discipline is good.
I like discipline.
I am a disciplined
individual. Okay. Now, let's not be calling things to be not as though they were. No. Make the statement of faith. The Bible says, our Lord, have the faith of God. It says in Mark 11, 23 and 24. Have the faith of God. It says in Romans 4, our God calls things to be not as though they were. And he believes and they manifest. I am a disciplined individual. I believe it. I believe it. I receive it. And then because I'm a disciplined individual, I act and walk and move and think like a disciplined individual. I do not consider the flesh and its desires. I only consider what the Spirit of God says. See, now you got to be disciplined to be able to say what Smith Wigglesworth says. I'm not moved by what I sense or see. I'm moved only by what I believe. In other words, I'm not moved by the flesh's desires. I'm moved only by the Spirit's desires. That's a disciplined individual. Now, let me bring it home a little bit. This is going to hit a few more people in case you ain't been hit yet. Temper. Can't control your temper. Undisciplined. You don't understand. I don't mean to get mad. I just get so mad. You're lacking discipline somewhere. You're lacking self-control. But you don't understand. My father was like that. My uncle was like that. My grandmother was like that. My grandmother and uncle were sinners, but I'm not. You can meditate the word of God and you can claim the peaceable fruits of righteousness, peace. You know, people who are blowing up at other folks are not at peace at the moment they're blowing up. If somebody at peace blew up at you, you wouldn't even know they're blowing up because they're at peace. They'll be, you're terrible, you're awful, you're getting my, you'll be looking at them laughing. Because you won't even know they're mad because they're at peace. But if you don't get control of that temper, it will steal the blessing of God. Some people say, I can't hear from God, I can't hear from, I don't know what's going on. Remember, you don't get further direction if you're undisciplined. We need to deal with what we know is wrong. And we need to find the word of God on what we know is wrong. And we need to build it in our heart where we have faith to the point of where we speak it out of our mouth, to the point where we achieve it. Then God can reveal to you the plan and purpose for your life. He can't reveal it because why would God cannot trust us if we aren't going to be disciplined with that kind of anointing, because we'll get up there and go stark raving crazy. I mean, they said Paul even told Timothy and Titus, he said a minister should be a calm, you know, they talk about calm person, talk about temperate. It says temperate in all things. Because, and not given to quarreling, bickering, and stuff like that. Because suppose you're carrying a great anointing of God. God put such power on you, you out there getting thousands saved. And all of a sudden somebody mispicking you up from the airport. And your temper rises up. And you just show out. Folks would be like, this the man that's coming to preach. God said, you ain't about to embarrass me. Now all of us got our little thing we need to discipline. So I'm not picking on anybody in particular. All of us have things, but I don't want the devil to make you think your temper won't stop you from getting the plan of God for your life. Your temper alone can stop you. Get a hold of that thing, because that's lack of self-control. It's a hard word, but it's real anyway. Talk to God about it if you don't like it. Discipline is good. It allows us to share in the holy character and nature of God. God disciplines us because he wants us to share in the things that we read in the Bible.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you